Welcome to my 11th episode. This is number 11, and we're back. My name is Georgia, and this is the American Dream Podcast. Enjoy. What? Welcome back, everybody. This is Your Questions Answered, where I take your questions from Instagram, or really the questions I choose to take, aka the best questions, and answer them in a podcast style. Okay, too easy. I did pick 10 questions for today, best 10 that I thought fit better for the podcast, or, you know, it would make sense and you guys would take the most out of it. So we're going to go right into it. Before I begin, I do want to say it's July 7th and you guys have all the rights to let me know that I suck for not doing a podcast for another 3 months. I'm sorry, life has been hectic, but I promise I will be here doing more podcasts. Anyways, let's go. Question number one, and this was one of the most commonly asked questions. I think I got 7 requests just for this question right here. So the question goes, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Some of you said, where do you see yourself in 2, 5, 7, and somebody said 10. So I just decided to go with a 10-year mark. This question is really loaded and kind of stressful, to be honest. If I am completely honest, like from the bottom of my heart, I just want to be happy. I think happiness should be the ROI, the return of investment, right? Like, that should be the standard. You should go chase happiness, not the money, happiness. You, for example, right? Like, if you want to be a doctor, all right, you know, as a doctor, you will be making X amount of money. Maybe you're making what, like 120 to like 300K a year. So when you do become a doctor and you're making that money, right? Do not live up to a 300K lifestyle. Don't live up to a $300,000 lifestyle, because you'll be really fucking sad when you're not a lawyer anymore and you don't have that money, right? For some reason, you decide to change careers and you don't have that money. Like, you now, you've put yourself in a position where you're stuck being something you don't want to do for the rest of your life. Maybe you wanted for 5 years, for 6, for 7, but maybe not for the rest of your life. So now you put yourself in a position to be stuck in that job and not be happy. So when people ask me, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? I don't know, because it's gonna change. I can sit here and bullshit you and I can tell you, oh, I see myself this and this and this. Yeah, you know, do I have visions? 100%. Do I have goals? 110%. But I don't have a set rule of like, all right, this is where I'm going to be in 10 years. No, I just want to be happy and I want to follow that feeling and take it all the way. That's where I want to be in 10 years. Question number 2, are you happy with the military? I'm not lying when I tell you, and it's not because I'm a recruiter, but I'm 110% happy with the military. Look, this is what I think, right? I think you find what you look for. If you're a pessimistic person and, you know, your perspective on life is, you know, you're looking for the negative, the world's against me, I'm unlucky, those other people have it better than me, you know, you're always gonna find it. If you're looking for the bad, you're gonna find the bad. But if you look for the good, you're gonna be surrounded by good. You have to surround your life with optimistic people. You know, don't confuse it with delusion, right? Because delusion is another talk for another day. But limit your time around negative people, because all they're gonna do is drag you into their perspectives, and like, you're gonna have to listen to the negatives at all times. So I think with the military, it's the same concept. Everybody has their own experience. Some people have it good, some people have it bad, but I know some people that had it bad and still made good out of it. So, yes, is it going to be challenging? Yes. Is it going to be a different experience? 110%. But at the end of the day, you're going to look back and be like, yeah, I did that. You know, I did my time. Whether you want to, you know, you're proud to serve your country, or whether it was for educational, professional, personal reasons. It is what it is, right? Everybody joins for a different reason. But at the end of the day, you know, this question, like, am I happy with the military? I will never, ever, ever look back on my experience, whether it was good, bad, ugly, and be like, oh, no, you know, based on that one experience, no, I'm not happy. No, the military has changed me as a person, and I will forever be grateful. So, yes, I'm happy with the military. Question number 3, and I do like this one. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self? First of all, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm the most easily inspired person ever, because I would literally watch a 10-second Instagram clip and I'd be like, yep, this is it. I gotta go right now. Stop what I'm doing. Like, I gotta pull over on the side of the road and like rewatch this and really interpret it, because I don't know, like everything inspires me. I think ever since I moved to the US, like everything has changed for me, and I just like take it all in. I'm just trying to learn as much as possible. But what does, you know, make me feel like my best self is leadership, when I find like the good in people, like a good leader. What makes me feel inspired is that, you know, we live in the best freaking era of humanity ever. Like there has never been a better time to live in this technology and everything we have nowadays. Like it's just amazing, and it keeps getting more amazing than it already is. So that's fucking exciting. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, all these things, right? It's like the little things for me. I could sit here and tell you, you know, oh, what inspires me is this person or this person. No, it's like a group effort of everybody I follow on the social media, everybody I know in real life, my parents, my grandparents, because my grandparents is really, you know, the foundation of my inspiration, really. Like my grandpa was a teacher, a pastor, a farmer, like he did it all. And I think it was never like one single piece of advice that he gave me. I think it was the process that he put me through from when I was like, let's just say like 7 to 12, before I moved 7 years old to 12 years old. He taught me hard work, but he taught me in a nice way. You know, he didn't believe that like he had to work me to the ground or like punish me, or, you know, he worked me like honey over vinegar type of thing. Like he really used his words and actions to show me what hard work really is versus just telling me about it, and then, you know, like I had to go figure it out myself. I mean, I was young, but back then, you know, in Greece, 7 years old, you're not young, like you're working hard. Like you might as well get married at 7, you know what I mean? All right, I'm being a little extreme, but yeah, I don't know, everything inspires me. The fact that I was born in Greece inspires me, the fact that, you know, I'm alive, that I'm 23, like literally everything. Question number 4, what are some things you're reading or researching about right now? So currently I'm reading 2 books. One of them is by former U.S. Navy SEAL Jocko Willink. You guys might know him. He has like a huge following on social media, and then a podcast. You know, he's been on several shows whatsoever. But he has a book called Extreme Ownership, and I'm truly learning so much from it about mindset and really just owning up to your actions and taking ownership over, you know, like the little things. And once you learn to do that, then your life just becomes better. It's also a number one New York Times bestseller. So good book overall. Then I'm also reading The Things They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School. Really good book. I'm learning a lot about, you know, being an executive or organization, business, and how it's ran, like the multiple levels and all that. Because, you know, I didn't go to school for business. So just trying to learn some things through people that have actual like practical experience, and then from the best. And what better place to learn than literally Harvard? So those are the 2 books I'm reading right now. I tend to multitask a lot and, you know, like get away from reading, but I truly try to finish a book within, you know, 1 or 2 months. These books are pretty big. So I'm looking at this one right now, actually. Let me see. So it has about 300 pages. The other one has like about 400. So yeah, around a month or two. After that, some things I'm researching is accounting and finances. That's been big lately since I filed my taxes last year. I learned my lesson, you know, about like saving your receipts, what you can and cannot write off, you know, strategically buying things for the business and what I can, you know, just do my research. A lot of Google. Google will save you. So a lot of research on that. Research on health and wellness. I've been huge about learning about like digestion lately. I don't know why. Like I'm just really into it. I really want to learn to like gut health and be able to put the right things in my body, like eat the right foods and be able to, you know, like digest better, because I feel like I'm really bloated for no reason. Well, I know why I'm bloated. So side story real quick. So I literally will wake up, eat, and then will not eat again until I come home in the evening after work. It's horrible for you. So the second I eat after the evening, I just instantly bloat because I haven't had enough water. I haven't had food all day. So my stomach is like, yep, boom, hits me with it. So I'm trying to obviously even that out, meal prep, make time to eat even when I'm not hungry. One thing that's really helped me is the Greens and Reds by BPN. If you haven't been following me on any other platform, I did become an ambassador for Bear Performance Nutrition. It was a huge announcement, you know, a couple months ago. I don't know if you guys saw it, but yes, I'm an ambassador, and I'm not the one to push product or make you buy it. But if digestion is a big issue, I highly recommend that. You more than likely, you're not taking the right intake of veggies and fruits in your diet daily. So Greens and Reds is like a quick little, like, you put water in it, you put the scoops, boom, you drink it, and that's your daily dose of your veggies and fruits. So it's easy and it works. So it worked for me, so I highly recommend it. Question number 5, what keeps you up at night? Okay, I guess we're really doing this. You guys really want to get deep. What keeps me up at night? Nothing. Nothing. I think that's the correct answer. Like, I used to. So there's challenges with building a business and growing a business. But I do want to take this question and kind of instill a small lesson here, right? You have to be able to sleep at night. You have to. You have to be able to put your computer down, put your phone down, and you have to be able to mentally and physically just shut down and actually sleep. If you cannot do that, your body won't function. Like, it's just one of those things. And I've learned this lesson the hard way over the past few years. My mind used to like race every single night, and I could not sleep. And like, sometimes it would start with like excitement, but other times worry as well. You know, for example, like I would mess up an order, like a customer order, for example. And, you know, I would not, you know, it would start around like 11 p.m. But I just, one day I realized, there's nothing I could do about it at 11 p.m. Like, I'm in my bed trying to sleep, and thinking and overthinking is not gonna do any better. So instead of thinking about it until like 2 a.m., it was just better for me to go to sleep and deal with the challenges in the morning. So I forced myself to not be up at night. I think one of the things that could cause you to fail as a person or even a business to fail is you not be able to manage stress good. Like, if you let your stress take over, I promise you it will all go downhill after that, like a big freaking like snowball, you know what I mean? Just becoming bigger and bigger, and it's gonna be racing in your thoughts, and you're gonna create anxiety. Nothing is worth you missing out your sleep. Nothing is worth. Listen to me again. Nothing is worth you missing out your sleep. Do not stay up at night, okay? Wake up in the morning and just do it then, when you're fresh and ready to tackle the day. Question number 6, who has been your biggest role model? My mother, for sure, 110%. You know, I don't even have to think about that. And let me give you some context about my mom. My mom grew up in Greece, got married at 12 years old. She had me when she was 19 years old. She had to drop out of elementary school, right? Like, never went to middle school, high school. Like, she had to drop out because she was getting married to my dad, which wasn't her choice. But back then, you know, the younger you get married, the better, because you had to get out of the house. You know, the grandparents wanted you out. And especially for women, it was a big deal if they got married. You know, small town, village, the whole nine. So just some context about my mom. You know, she had to figure it out. My parents end up divorcing later down the line, but you know, she worked 3 jobs to raise me and my brother. Later on, she sacrificed everything, left her entire family in Greece for me and my siblings to have a better future in the US. So looking back, she's done a tremendous job of raising me. So the reason why I'm saying, you're probably all thinking of a role model in your head right now, right? This could be any person that inspires you the most, like gives you the most motivation, energy, faith in your abilities and yourself, you know. So my mother, for me, because she inspires me to never give up. You know, she really taught me through actions and made me believe that I could do anything I set my mind into. Like, maybe too much. Like, sometimes it was too much in my imagination, you know? But always made me see that I could be better. Like, she believed in me and never let me say the words impossible. She never let me say I can't, right? She always used to say, there's no I can't, there's I don't want to. So I can't does not exist. She hated when she heard the word but at the beginning of any sentence. So she challenged me to give something my best, whatever that was. And as a result, I feel like I'm more, you know, assertive, competitive, and eager to like learn and intake as much as I can from every single situation, whether that's military, whether that's business world, whether that's me just talking with a stranger in Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, she really taught me to say yes to opportunities and always try to make an attempt, even though maybe I didn't know if I was good or bad at it. But she made me believe that I need to make an attempt at something rather than just shying away and saying I can't do it. I remember vividly, I used to literally get grounded. This is the thing my mom would ground me for. I used to say I can't do something, my mom would ground me. Can never forget. Friday night, we're at my aunt's house, and you know, we're playing this like puzzle game with the whole family. And I was like, you know, I can't do this, I'm tired of it. And this is one of the puzzles, is like 1,000 pieces. Okay, so mind you, I'm like 10 years old, you know, I don't really care about puzzles anyway, but I'm like, I can't do this, I don't want to do this anymore, like, I'm out. And she's like, oh yeah, all right, watch when we get home. So we go home, literally grounds me for not finishing a puzzle. What does that teach a 10-year-old? Finish what you start, right? So it's like all the little stupid things that I'm thinking about right now, like, damn, I why would you do it? And I was like, okay, yeah, this is exactly what you did it. And it taught me a huge lesson. Question number 7, how do your parents describe what you do for a living? That's a good question, actually. So I don't think my parents know. I mean, they know, but they don't know how to explain it per se, because the US military is a volunteer military. It's not what it gets drafted or made to do. But in Greece, every male at 18 years old has to go to the army. Like, no questions asked, you will go at 18 for at least 1 year. You have to serve a year. After that, you know, you get out, live your normal life. But here in the US, it's a volunteer base, so you need recruiters, right? In Greece, you don't. So I don't think they know exactly what I do for the military. They just know that I work for the army and I'm happy and I love what I do. And I think that makes them, you know, satisfied. I think they're happy with that. Question number 8, what advice would you give to someone pursuing the same or similar path to yours? I'm going to assume that is for military, right? Somebody pursuing the military. And okay, so I'm not gonna say, this is no order or anything, I'm just gonna spit things out. Number 1, be on time. Number 2, maintain the standard. You'll know what it is, just stay in shape and don't do anything stupid. Number 3, stay away from drugs. Number 4, find a mentor quick. Number 5, embrace the suck. It's gonna suck, you know, it's gonna push you, just embrace it. Keep your eyes and ears open, your mouth shut. You know, we don't need your opinion. The military is a hierarchy, okay? It's already what it is. We need your opinion when we ask for it, but we don't need you to change, especially when it's basic training and AIT, right? It is what it is. You when you get to your first unit, it's gonna be nothing like that at all. It's meant to get you like acclimated in the quickest way possible, and that's why it's like that. So eyes and ears open, mouth shut while you're doing that. Learn everything, take advantage of your education benefits, that is huge, okay? It might be fun to play your Xbox, your little PlayStation, but it won't help you get ahead. So take advantage of your educational benefits. And what else? Lastly, let's just say, you know, it is what you make of it. You know, you might hate it or you might love it, but find things to enjoy, you know? Like, my favorite things are things that you can't really find in the benefits. Like, it's besides that. It's the teamwork, the pride, the different missions, the suck. You know, when you're on the field, you're sweating, you're literally going through it. It's raining, you're cold, you're hungry, the whole nine. That is exciting for me. I don't know. Like, I love being out there, hands-on, you know, outdoors. I love that. So find things you enjoy. Number 9, what is something people seem to misunderstand about you? So the other day, actually, I think it was yesterday, somebody commented on my TikTok and they said, do you ever sleep? And trust me when I tell you, I think we covered it enough before, but I do sleep. You know, when you find time in your day, like, time management is huge, and it's something I used to have really big trouble with, finding time to do the things that I want to do. But it's because I was doing things that didn't really matter, like watching Netflix for 6 freaking hours. You know what I mean? Like, at night, I would sit from like 8 to 12 and watch Netflix. The most non-productive thing ever. I'm not saying you can't squeeze that in your days or maybe on the weekend, but every single day, that's not productive. And yeah, then you end up going to sleep at like midnight and you wake up, you feel like shit, and you're not really doing as much as you could possibly do. So I think people misunderstand, because I'm doing so much, like, they're, you know, the business, the recruiting, the podcast, the TikTok, the family, like, just because I'm doing all that, it does not mean that I don't sleep. I purposely find time to sleep, because if I don't sleep, I will go crazy. So yes, I sleep. Question number 10, last but not least, let's see. Name three things that you're focusing on building more substance in your life right now.
I'm gonna keep it simple. Like, one is just scheduling more alone time into my daily schedule, whether it's a run, a walk, maybe a car ride, etc. You know, number two is reading and listening to entire books. I have a habit of not finishing my books, so this is definitely something I want to focus on. Number three is just being like part of as many, I guess, home cooked meals as possible. I'm tired of eating out. I it's a bad habit I have. I'm not eating like Chick-fil-A and Popeye's, stuff like that. I'm eating healthy, but it's still eating out. I would like to cook more.
So that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another freaking day. I hope you guys live a fulfilled freaking life. Do what you want, because nobody else is going to do it for you. But before I start the motivation talk again, listen, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It does help with the rankings. And plus, I actually read your reviews. They do matter. And to prove that, here's today's highlighted review. It is by UrielG53, and he said, "Just amazing. Honestly, sometimes I feel like I can't keep up anymore, but I come here, listen to your podcast, and it helps me remember why I started and that I must keep going. Thank you so much. They're amazing." Thank you, Uriel, and thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to leave me a review, and I'll highlight yours next.